was neither an offspring as required by the Services Act, nor an authorized representative of the party. Records as a registrar of societies have always maintained PIP as a political party on type of society.
ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC has entered into a joint venture agreement with Wonderful Group of Companies Limited to develop and operate an integrated lime and cement production facility under a new company, Dollar Lime 2026 Limited, backed by a $30 million investment. The project, structured under a 45% stake for ZCCM Investment Holdings and 55% for Wonderful Group, aims to restore industrial scale lime production at one of the Copper Belt's longest standing industrial operations. ZCCM Investment Holdings Chief Executive Officer Kakenenwa Nyangwa said Limestone Resources Limited and its predecessor, Ndola Lime Company, have produced lime in Ndola since 1931, supplying key inputs to Zambia's mining, construction and agricultural sectors, but the company became insolvent in 2018 due to operational challenges. Mr. Nyangwa said the partnership marks a new chapter for the 95-year-old Copper Belt institution as a modern and sustainable industrial operation. Meanwhile, Wonderful Group Chief Executive Officer Huang Yaochi said restoring lime production at an industrial scale is essential to Zambia's continued economic growth. This is according to a statement issued by ZCCM Investment Holdings Corporate Affairs Manager Loisa Mbata. Government says that strengthening condom stock management systems is critical to improving HIV prevention and sexual and reproductive health services for young people across the country. Speaking during an integrated capacity building and training meeting on condom stock management, Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Director of Youth, Mabel Neziwe, said stockouts, weak coordination and reporting gaps continue to affect service delivery. Ms. Neziwe said government is working towards a unified standard operating procedure that clearly defines the roles of youth resource centers, district AIDS coordinating advisors, ZAMSA, and the Ministry of Health and Condom Logistics Management.
A healthy youth population is a foundation for our national development. Young people cannot fully participate in education, entrepreneurship, sports, arts, and community leadership if their health is compromised. This is why investing in sexual and reproductive health education, HIV prevention, and access to essential commodities remains a critical part of our youth development agenda.
And United Nations Population Fund country representative Seth Berkman said that strengthening condom supply chains and behavioral change programs is key to reducing new HIV infections among young people in the country.
We convene this gathering to advance our shared commitment to uplifting the sexual reproductive health, autonomy, and economic empowerment of our young people in Zambia. And it's undeniable that youth resource centers serve as supportive vehicles for the economic empowerment of young people across Zambia. For successive years, these centers have equipped out-of-school youth as well as those who have completed their secondary education.
The Hotterson Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has reaffirmed support for the 14th replenishment of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, calling for increased investment in agriculture, rural transformation, climate resilience and food systems development across Africa. Zambia was represented in the IFAD 14 discussions held on the sidelines of the 2026 annual meeting of the African Development Bank Group in Brazzaville by Minister of Finance and National Planning Permanent Secretary for Economic Management and Investment, Mulele Mulele. Speaking during the discussions, Mr. Mulele said that agriculture remains central to job creation, poverty reduction, economic resilience, food security, and long-term inclusive growth across the continent. Meanwhile, IFAD Vice President Geraldine Mukeshimana said IFAD 14 demonstrates that investing in rural people is not charity, but a smart economic strategy. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Ongoing conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo is hampering the Ebola outbreak response, the head of the World Health Organization has warned. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus said the east of the country was at the center of